We all continue to hear messages from men's hormone clinics and longevity centers and anti-aging clinics about testosterone replacement therapy for men and more comprehensive hormone replacement therapy for women. Unfortunately, after prescribing testosterone for men, none of these clinics, that's zero, none, have the men tested for safety. Yes, they'll do a PSA to see if maybe there's any prostate cancer, but do they check all the men taking testosterone for their balance of procarcinogenic and anticarcinogenic metabolites of that testosterone? No, they don't. So they leave their patients with absolutely no idea of their risk of testosterone-related cancer. Now, it is true that testosterone itself, Professor Morgan Taylor taught us all, that that does not in and of itself cause prostate cancer. But guess what? There are metabolites of testosterone that are procarcinogenic, and there's metabolites of testosterone that are anticarcinogenic. And if we can get our bodies to maintain more anticarcinogens than procarcinogens, we got less of a chance, don't we? Uh-huh. But none of the so-called men's hormones clinics, longevity clinics, and anti-aging clinics that I know about test for the pro- and anticarcinogenic testosterone metabolites. As far as I'm concerned, that's bordering on. I'll leave it on the border of malpractice. If your testosterone is being prescribed without follow-up testing for these metabolites, whomever the prescriber may be is not doing all that can be done to keep the testosterone use as safe as possible. As I said, it's just my opinion, but there's no excuse for that. What's even worse is that information about safe natural ways to favorably alter the balance of procarcinogenic and anticarcinogenic testosterone metabolites has been available in scientific research publications for years. So, at Tahoma Clinic, we routinely check men using replacement testosterone for these procarcinogenic and anticarcinogenic metabolites. And if that balance is tilted towards cancer, we advise safe, natural remedies to tilt the balance back away from cancer. And of course, we do whatever follow-up testing is needed to make sure that happens. If you're using testosterone replacement therapy and haven't been tested for those pro- and anticarcinogenic testosterone metabolites, you can read about this test by typing testosterone metabolites test into your computer, or the computer search engine, that is. After you've done that, ask the physician who prescribes your testosterone, if it's not a Tahoma Clinic physician, to write a lab order to get the test done. Or did you know that Washington State is one of 27 states that allow adult humans to order their own lab tests? Amazing! An adult human can buy their own groceries and order their own lab tests in Washington State. Just quite amazing. Unfortunately, though, the insurance company won't, quote, cover, unquote, the cost. They don't approve. Well, they're malpracticing, too. So anyway, don't stay in the dark forever about whether your testosterone is being metabolized favorably or not, especially when there are safe, natural remedies to correct any unfavorable balance of testosterone metabolites found. And if you want to know what those safe natural remedies are, subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter. I wrote a whole bit about this just a month or two ago, which is why I'm carrying on about it now, about the pro-carcinogenic metabolites, named them, the anti-carcinogenic metabolites, and what things a person can do to get their own bodies to retilt the balance, right there in Green Medicine Newsletter. Okay, women usually know more about procarcinogenic and anticarcinogenic estrogen metabolites than men know about testosterone pro- and anticarcinogenic metabolites. I don't know why. Women just pay attention to their health better than many men do. Most of these women who work with Tahoma Clinic physicians have heard about the, quote, 216 hydroxyestrogen ratio and know if that ratio is tilted toward cancer. It can often be corrected just by eating broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and other cruciferous vegetables. There are also safe natural supplements available that do the same job if a woman doesn't like to eat those vegetables. That ratio, the 2-hydroxyestrogen, is the one that tilts us away from cancer, and the 16-hydroxyestrogen is known to take us towards cancer. And ladies get that test done routinely by Tahoma Clinic physicians. Now, some women know that one of the three major estrogens, called estriol, has many, many research studies showing that more estriol is correlated with less risk of breast cancer. One of my few scientific publications, published in 2005 in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, reported for the very first time that one of the essential minerals can persuade a woman's ovaries to make much more estriol, the anticarcinogen. No kidding. All Tomoclinic physicians know this and make use of it whenever needed. Some non-Tomoclinic physicians recommend it too, but many don't, because it's not patentable. So if you're a premenopausal woman with a family history of breast or prostate cancer, ask your physician to check your balance of estrogens. This is the major estrogens now, not the 216 type estrogens. This is estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And if your estriol is lower than the other two, you're tilted towards cancer. Sorry. And you can lower your own cancer risk by supplementing this essential mineral. Now, a note about testing for estrogens. Sorry about that. Blood tests are not even available for the free fractions of all three major estrogens. Now, the free fraction is the fraction that's out there contacting the receptors and doing all the work. And while men can get the testosterone total and the testosterone free fraction, which is the one doing the work, measured in blood, women can't get that done. They cannot get a serum-free estrone and estriol and estradiol. They can't. So testing for these must be done in a urine specimen for the estrogens, the free estrogens in the urine. Now, urine specimens routinely check all three. Now, I know that's unfair and gender unbalanced and everything, and we'll have to ask the Seattle City Council now that they're done with taxing big business out of Seattle. Oh, not right away, of course. It'll take time, but they'll go. Anyway, now that they're done with that, we'll have to ask them to pass a resolution that all laboratories should check the free fractions of estrogens and testosterone, not just testosterone. That's unfair and ungender balanced. So, anybody got a connection with the Seattle City Council, ask them to pass the resolution. Let's see what happens. Okay, one other note for the women, although compliant men too. There's one estrogen metabolite that's routinely measured in urine by Tomoclinic practitioners called 2-methoxyestradiol. This 2-methoxyestradiol has been described by researchers as a potent anticarcinogen. They do use the word potent right in the research papers. And there's other research papers that show that 2-methoxyestradiol would have all the approval of the Seattle City Council because it is not gender specific. How do you like that? It's not gender specific. A newsletter just 2-3 months ago of Green Medicine Newsletter told us about the case of a gentleman who came over here from Europe where they're free to take care of their own health any way they want. Imagine that! Freedom! In Europe. Not here. Not for your health care. Anyway, he had a biochemist put together a whole bunch of 2-methoxyestradiol for him and took it, and his bone cancer went away. I'm not kidding. This stuff is not gender specific. But back to the ladies, if you're a woman with a family history of breast, ovarian, uterine, or any other estrogen-related cancer, make sure to have your levels of 2-methoxyestradiol checked by a physician who knows, as all Tahoma physicians do, that there are safe, natural ways to increase your own body's production of 2-methoxyestradiol and significantly lower the risk of cancer. Once again, the only way to check the free fraction, which is the active fraction of 2-methoxyestradiol, is with a urine specimen. Doggone it, where's that Seattle City Council? Can't get it done in blood. At Tahoma Clinic, we routinely check estriol, 2-methoxyestradiol, and all the other estrogens for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for women, and just as importantly, for any woman at any age. And by the way, women between 20 and 30 need to know this because she can spot her risk of having a breast cancer, whether it's higher or lower, not a for certainty, but a higher risk or lower risk. When she's in her 20s, she can spot her risk of having breast cancer 20 years later just by checking this. Now, I know doctors aren't supposed to tell on patients, but if one of their people they work with has published a book read by at least 1 million people and pointed out in her book, in print, where everybody could read it, that after her breast cancer, unfortunately, when she was measured for levels of estriol, they were rock bottom. And that, of course, put her at higher risk for years, and the cancer finally showed up. Yep, famous person. I think you all know who I'm talking about. Now, that brings us back to men and testing for pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolites. This testing is also useful for men of any age. Even if 33 years old and no testosterone supplementation is needed. If a man at 33 has his testosterone, quote, tilted, unquote, which means more procarcinogenic testosterone metabolites than anticarcinogenic testosterone metabolites, then that guy is more likely to have a cancer than someone who doesn't have his hormones aligned that way. Men of any age can lower the risk of testosterone-related cancer if they find they have their balance of testosterone metabolites tilted towards cancer. As noted before, there are safe, research-proven, natural ways to do this. Really. So, if you're working with hormone replacement therapy, please, please, please at least talk to the doctor. If you're a guy, about getting your pro- and anticarcinogenic testosterone metabolites tested, and if you're a lady, having your pro- and anticarcinogenic estrogen metabolites tested, because there's something we can do about it. Diet, supplements, will take care of it. And if you're a younger person, a younger adult, and does not need any hormone replacement, if there happens to be breast cancer, prostate cancer in your family, you might want to get your balance checked when you're in your 20s or 30s and cut your risk. If you find that you have a problem, that is, with too many procarcinogenic metabolites and not enough anticarcinogens, you can cut your risk simply by retilting the balance away from cancer. I'm not kidding. That can be done for young adults, as well as us middle-aged adults who are taking hormone replacement.